Good to win in the division. Not always pretty, but nevertheless, our defense played superbly. And I thought in the second half we benefited from great field position, which forced two or three three-and-outs, which prevented them from being able to drive the ball the way they wanted to. The three turnovers were big. You know, I don't know what to say about the snap from center. I don't think I've ever seen him do that, not even on the practice field. And the timing was terrible. But nevertheless, the first down there at the end with Myers was big. And, you know, we put ourselves in position to make a couple plays at the end. They had no more timeouts. And, of course, Will Hill came through with that play. First half, I thought we really had an awful lot of things going for us. Time of possession, I'm not sure what exactly it was, but I know it was quite a bit in our favor. But in the first half, regardless of the style, the way that they operate and how fast they play, et cetera, I thought we did a good job of hanging on to the ball, driving into plus territory. We did settle for field goals, which we're going to have to look at that. I mean, they won two of those with touchdowns, and this didn't have to finish quite as tight as it did. But nevertheless, we won. We're excited about winning. That's two games in a row that we've won. We've played great defense. We really haven't given up a score. Defensively, and a lot to be said for the way we're playing right now on D.
Coach, you, a tough start, but you've now got two straight wins, and that's got to change the team morale a little bit when you have something going, at least going your way a little bit.
You know, it's an interesting group of guys. We were down after a loss, particularly on a Monday, long, long, hard day as it always is. The guys would bounce back, and they get their chins up, and we'd go into the next one. So this definitely is a huge boost to their confidence. It reinforces what we're doing, obviously. And then two wins in a row. You know, we're just happy to have that. I'm very concerned about penalties, but I'm more concerned about the fact we won. So, I mean, we had a bunch of penalties against them the first time. I mean, it was, you know, the amazing thing is I go to the officials with a list as long as my arm, and they call them all against us. I say that with tongue-in-cheek now. I hope so. That's what we're trying to do, trying to get back into the competitive aspect of our game and our division.
Coach, what have been some of the keys defensively? You have not given up a defensive touchdown since the second quarter of the Bears game.
Well, there's a lot of things. You know, basically we've stopped the run. Now, the start of the third quarter, we had a little trouble with the run today, but basically we've been able to do that. I think that's where it always starts. So the physicality up front and the outstanding mesh, the gap control up front, and the ability to stop the run. And then, you know, we've been able to pressure and to create some turnovers, and some guys are playing well.
That's twice you shut down LeSean McCoy. He held him under 50 yards both times. What's the key for you guys to stopping a guy like that who cuts back so much?
Well, you have to maintain your the discipline of your gap control. You got to stay put because he can bring the ball back at any time. You have to initially, whether it's the read option or whether it's just the dive, you've got to take that away, though, initially first. So we've had guys in position. They've been able to maintain position.
How much did not having Michael there change that, though? I mean, obviously, he's another threat to run the ball.
Well, you know, you see the game. We still had to defend Michael. We still had to defend the quarterback. Yeah, I didn't know what it was. So getting over there to find out it was a shoulder was a relief to me because I noticed they weren't taking his helmet off either. So, but I was concerned. And then he came to the sideline, and it looked like he was grimacing a little bit there when they were going through the various fundamental tests. And then, but to see him come back into the game was a huge plus.
I just wanted to, if you could just characterize
his toughness,
I guess.
Well, he's a tough guy now. He's a player, and his ability to bounce up off of that was a huge sign for our team.
Tom, no turnovers again on offense.
Right.
Do you think, I mean, is the team playing more, is Eli more cautious?
Yeah, well, I don't know if cautious is the word, but we're definitely not. When we're playing good defense, we certainly don't want to give an advantage to the opponent by turning the ball over and particularly putting them in good field position. So You know, we've worked very hard at that. We've obviously stressed that. Eli's done a great job with that the last two games. It's just being knowledgeable of how this team perhaps has got to play.
Looks like outside of that penalty, you guys have been getting a lot more out of Antrell in the past couple of weeks since he stepped the game up.
Well, he's been there as a solid factor all the way through. It's just obviously noticeable now with the last couple of weeks.
Is that celebration penalty? I mean, that's not in your hands, is it?
No, he came right over and apologized for it. I mean, you make a great play like that, and you've got the ball where you think you've got it. And whoops, wait a minute, it's 15 yards back. So territory we've already covered. We didn't want to have to retake it.
Anything else?
How sure is Freddie Clubs about being moved the ball? You had no points, but you moved the ball downfield when you had to. How much of an encouragement is that for you as the season progresses?
Well, that was the plan. I mean, we were able to execute some of the things we planned, not everything. But this defense, you know, has given up 19 points the last 3 weeks. So they're not quite as bad as they statistically appear, I don't think. I think they're good defense. So it was good to move the ball, and obviously we're going to look at the pluses and not look at the lack of touchdowns.
Would you ever dream coming here and without a touchdown?
I tell them every year, I'll take it 2-0, 3-0, 5-3, whatever you want to do.